afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Christy Stratton.
And in the producer chair, as always, is Kyle Dotson. How are you doing, Kyle?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing good. How are you, Christy? It's been a couple
good
weeks.
Yeah. That's
since
funny.
Since I saw you.
Can I just say, what I just did there with, like, and I'm Christy Stratton. Like, what did I, what? Who is that? Who did I just channel there?
You want to try it again?
No, it's fine. That's the weirdest thing to say your name. I don't know how you do it so naturally.
I've done it 150 times now.
Okay, well.
Now I'm coughing. I'm excited for our topic today. I've wanted to do this for a long, long time, and no one wanted to do it. No one would ever do it. I'm like, it's,
really?
Seems like
it was super fun.
Yeah, it seems, and there's so many songs. So many songs.
So many songs.
To choose from. But how's the family? How's John? How old is Johnny now?
He is 4 and a half.
Kyle even saw a picture of him on Facebook and on the drive-in today said, that kid is pretty cute.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sort of in love with him. Like, just his whole just thing. And when he puts his little arm around you. Like, I only have the one kid and I wasn't around kids much. And oh,
I forget,
my gosh.
Siblings or no siblings?
No. I have a stepbrother.
Okay.
But that little arm, when that little arm is hugging you,
yeah.
I mean, it's like crack cocaine, I'm imagining. But it is, it's intense. Now, granted, when he has little tantrums and stuff, that sucks. I mean,
right.
It blows. I'm just telling you, it's really the worst. But if you can get through that, if you can power through that, him being a shit, oh my gosh, it's just...
That's a couple weeks ago, I was in Florida and we were driving to the airport and Pilar's mom was driving. Pilar was in the front seat and Rita and I were in the back. And I was exhausted. And I just said, Rita, can I lie down? Can I just put my head on your lap and I might take a nap on the way to the airport? And she goes, sure, Dad. And so I do. And she's just a hand on my shoulder and just stroking my hair, you know, and just.
That's so sweet.
I fell asleep. I fell asleep for about a half hour and then I woke up. And she goes, I think I might need a nap now, Dad. And so now, then she goes, do you mind if I put my head on your lap? I go, no, okay. So, but yeah, we both took little naps. But and she was holding my hand on the plane, but not like in a like oh, I'm scared to death, but just like, she just reach and grab it, just hold it.
It's the best.
It is.
It's really intense.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And when you, and then if you have a second, like we had Sarah for 4 years and you think, I don't know how we're going to love this other one as much as you. And then when the other one comes, it's just
you love her more.
It's just an immediate, it just all levels out. Like you're like,
okay.
Oh, the capacity for you to love your offspring is it's never ending. You could have, I guess, 12 kids and you would love them all the same.
Yes.
So I can't wait to meet Johnny's brother or sister. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it's not happening. But I love that. Like now I play his little songs for him in the Frozen soundtrack and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But certain songs will come up in the mix, and then I'll tell him the name of it, and he'll request it. So now he requests Garden Party. I absolutely...
By Ricky Nelson?
Yes!
All right.
I love that he loves that song.
That's pretty
love
cool.
Love it. It just... Yeah.
That is pretty cool,
and,
Garden Party.
And Moby's Flower.
All right.
He loves that song, too.
I don't even know Moby's Flower.
Oh, it's great.
Is there lyrics to that?
Oh...
Or is it instrumental?
No, it's no. Can you pull it up? Is it something that pull upable?
Yeah, probably.
You gonna look for Moby's Flower?
Mm-hmm.
Now Moby's Flower, that's his vagina, right?
no. it's he samples this song. Well, just you'll hear it.
Okay.
That I'm guessing is a very old southern bluesy.
We're going to YouTube for this, folks.
Oh my gosh, how funny.
How's that connection?
Green Sally up, green Sally down. Last time the stars got a tail is brown. Green Sally up, green Sally down. Last time the stars got a tail is brown. Green Sally up.
fantastic.
That's pretty cool. I can see why a kid would like that.
Yeah, he'll say, play, he'll say, green salad. Like, he'll kind of sing it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, flower. Or then now he says flower.
Is he equally affectionate with mommy as he is with daddy?
No, no.
Okay.
He loves daddy.
Yeah, of course.
Loves daddy. But when he comes toddling in,
yeah,
in the morning, the dong, 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 yeah, dong, dong, it's mommy. It's putting arms around, mm-hmm, mommy. It's nuzzling mommy.
I think that, you know what? I'm going to say, and I could be wrong, but I'm going to say that little boys do gravitate more to their mom.
Uh-huh.
But girls gravitate to both.
Really?
I okay. think so, because like your daddy, but then, you know, there's times, no, we need mommy.
Yeah.
Because she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, that kid's great. I love that kid. Oh. I still tell the story when you guys were over and we were trimming the tree and we had the ornaments in the bedroom. So he would go, can I get another one? And I'd say yes. And he'd go, can you come with me? Everyone. And can you come with me? Sure. And literally it was 2 feet away from where,
yeah,
we were sitting.
That's the thing, being an only child and all that. Like, yeah no, I, you know, don't you want to be a part of this experience? And because I don't want to be alone.
Does he have play dates yet?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We play definitely
date.
Do play dates.
And as they get older, you'll find the play date is awesome. Like, my mom will go, oh, you guys always have kids at your house. I'm like, no. I don't hear from them.
Mm.
They go in the room and they play, and I don't hear from them until they say, hey, we're getting hungry. You know, and then, yeah, you feed them. And then they go back and play. And it's like a break instead of, because my youngest, she'll be like, I'm bored. It's bored constantly.
Okay.
24/7. And then you name 30 things that you could do. No.
Yeah.
Nope. okay, let's get into this.
Yes.
This is something I created this title, Contraction Junction. Mm. These are going to be songs, Christy, that have contractions in the title.
Oh, wait, that's what it was?
Oh,
I'm kidding. Uh-oh.
And at first I was like, can't, don't, won't. And that was my limit. I thought that was it. And then I'm like, oh, no, just couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't. Oh, there's I'll and he'll and she. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't even have an I'm today. So, and then I got a real weird one. Someone made up a contraction for one of their songs. We'll get to that in a little bit. But how many do you have today? What do you got?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 15. I have a bunch.
Yeah, 15.
15. Okay. 3 of those we'll play.
Okay. We'll just talk about our kids some more.
I think a lot of people that listen have kids.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
and you're right.
You hipsters, you just do what you do when you listen to Marc Maron. Just, move up to where it gets good. but I'll let you go first. I like
okay.
to let ladies
because
go first.
This one is for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to play it, and then we can talk about it afterwards.
This is
my thank you to choosing me as one of the co-hosts, and I've been having a blast. And this is for you, sir.
Okay. Let me hear it.
1 second.
Oh, boy.
Well, we updated iTunes.
Okay.
Now it's a mess.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good song, right? Wouldn't You Like to Know Me? Paul Stanley from Paul Stanley.
This was my song number 4 today.
Shut.
I'm not
the
kidding.
Front door.
I'm not kidding. It's I used to play that song like a crazy person when I came out. That's such a good song. It's a great song. And this brings me to, I just finished Paul Stanley's book.
Oh!
And this is going to sound ridiculous. It is inspirational. It is uplifting. he doesn't pull any punches, and yet any sense of bravado he has in the book, he explains to you why he felt like this.
Okay.
And why he says this. And I was like, I've read all of the individual Kiss books, and this is far and away the one that I believe to be the most truthful. I believe his story over anyone else's story.
Wow.
I mean, because he says, like, he got married in 2005. He has four kids and three to this woman. And he did not invite Gene Simmons to the wedding. And he told Gene, he said,
"You're going to spit blood everywhere.
You're going to catch the cake on fire." He told him, he goes, "The way that you talk in the openly about your disdain for marriage, how you don't believe in it, how you think that people get married are foolish. He goes, someone who feels that way doesn't deserve to be at a wedding. And I certainly don't want you at my wedding if those are really your true feelings." And Gene said, "Okay, I get it." And so he wasn't invited to his wedding. And I was like, oh, that's... So he has a lot of stuff like that where he'll just say, "Look, I don't believe in this." And the big thing in the whole book is... And this makes me feel a little bit bad that I do a Paul Stanley impression. He was born without an ear.
What?
His right ear, he didn't have an ear. He just had like a nub, like of, you know, you've seen people that have a physical deformity.
Sure.
And his parents just said, you'll get over it. I mean, they didn't really give him any like, you know, tender, loving care about it. They just said, and so, you know, he grew his hair long and
he was
self-conscious about that. Even when he was in Kiss, he would say, "I'm on stage at night and I have this makeup on and I'm a different person and people are loving me. And afterwards I can be with any woman I want." He goes, "But inside I'm always that kid that someone's going to discover this. Someone's going to make fun of this. This, I'm not 100% a whole person."
Oh my gosh.
There was a Kiss album. They cut their hair short in the 80s. And he goes, "And I, of course, wore a big purple headband," he goes, "because I still had to cover up my ear because I don't have an ear."
Whoa.
And he can't hear. He's deaf in that ear.
What?
Yeah. So that's probably why he lisps maybe a little bit. But yeah, he can't hear. But then in the 80s, a doctor, one of his doctors found a doctor that said that they could construct an ear. So he had surgery. They took ligaments and stuff from his rib cage, and they took skin grafts from his real ear, and they constructed an ear. But it was painful and took years, you know, and he had to wear like a head thing on his head for like months, you know. So it's like, I mean, a lot of stuff.
That's so, I mean, it's interesting, obviously, on many levels,
yeah.
He grew up a very handsome man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the fact that he had this thing that kept him from,
right,
you know,
and
knowing.
Because, you know, even when he would be with, you know, anyone in a romantic thing, if they would, you know, go to rub their, you know, you would be like, "Oh my God, they're going to find out. They're going to know. They're not going to like me because of this." So then he tells a story about when he first saw Phantom of the Opera on stage and they removed the mask, and he said, I was like so emotional because I was like, this is me. That's how I'm feeling. I'm always afraid that someone's going to remove this mask and discover this deformity. So
yeah,
it's a great book.
Okay.
It's so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on like Entertainment Tonight or something, and he was releasing.
I mean, he's nutty. He's a crazy. He's
a
you know,
rock star,
he's got that
all?
Crazy stage patter.
Yeah,
but yeah, he's. I really believe there's such a sincerity that I took from the book. So
okay.
I was really digging it.
Okay,
Paul I'll Stanley.
Have to check
so yeah,
out.
My
wow.
my fourth song today was "Wouldn't You Like to Know Me"
by
Paul Stanley. So
that's
cool.
Great.
All right, so.
That's you. So you're up.
I'll go. I'm going to go way back to 1957.
Ooh.
This is Buddy Holly. "That'll Be the Day."
Oh, nice.
"Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're going to leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Money too, well, you know you love me, baby. Still
Will you tell me maybe that someday? Well, I'll be the day when you say goodbye.
It's still amazing that the Gary Busey that we know today played Buddy Holly.
I was just thinking of that. And like, he was great in that movie. He got an Oscar nomination for that movie.
He could really do that, like, hiccup singing, and he did, like, the whole deal.
Yeah.
He was really good in that movie.
Yes, he was.
And now...
Have you seen that commercial with Gary Busey?
No, which one?
They have Amazon just released, like, a Amazon Fire TV. It's like an Apple TV.
Okay.
At Amazon. And it's Gary Busey is, like, yelling at the television. He's like, I love to yell at things. And he's like, hi there, lamp. And then he's like, and he just starts yelling at the TV.
Oh,
he's
no.
like, Gary Busey. And then it, like, searches and brings up all of his movies.
Oh, so it's funny.
Yeah, it is
okay,
funny.
Okay.
But it's also Gary Busey.
Gary Busey. He's
oh,
crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, you ride a motorcycle without a helmet, that's what's going to happen.
Oof. Now, Buddy Holly.
Yes.
Like, he only wrote a certain number of songs, but like, weren't every single one of the songs he wrote hits?
Yeah, he's got,
I thought I read something like that, that like, he, you know, in his short career, he just couldn't write that many songs, but like, every single one of them.
Got Peggy Sue, Maybe Baby, Every Day, Rave On, That'll Be the Day, Heartbeat, Oh Boy, Crying, Waiting, Hoping, True Love Way. I mean, yeah, tons.
Yeah.
You know, tons of hits.
Yeah.
Tons of hits in a
only
short...
Only hits,
yeah,
pretty
short,
much,
short,
right?
Short period of time,
oh,
yeah.
Very sad.
I know.
Well...
Contraction Junction.
Yeah. Okay, I have a song from 2012 from a band called Alabama Shakes. And a couple years ago, I got to go to the Grammys. My husband scored us tickets, and they were doing a tribute to Levon Helm, who had just passed previously. And so they said there was this super group singing The Wait. And I have to tell you, I don't remember a single person on that stage other than this gal, Brittany, what's her last name? Brittany Howard is
okay.
the lead singer. And I'm like, who is this woman? The glasses, the crazy hair, and this insane voice. And I downloaded the album. I don't love every song.
Okay.
Hold On was the big hit, but mm-hmm. this is a song called I Ain't the Same.
Okay, let's do it.
A Janice thing going on. It's...
Is she African-American?
No, she's not.
She's not. She looks like she could be African-American, though. No?
What do you mean? She sounds like it, is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm looking at her here.
I don't know. Maybe. I honestly don't know. I just assume not, just because of,
she
you
looks
know.
Like she could be. I don't care if she is. Certainly
okay.
don't. Certainly not going to tell you not to listen to that music.
That's the second thing that comes up on Google if you type in Brittany Howard. It's Brittany Howard. And then Brittany Howard ethnicity.
Oh, really? Does it? Well, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know, but she has a gift.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
That's a good voice.
And has a just, because you can't just have a voice. You've got to have that a
More.
Stage presence. Like, have
right.
you seen that crazy thing that's going around Future Islands?
Mm-mm.
There's a clip on the David Letterman show that
okay.
was on social media that was going around by this band called Future Islands. And the song is fine. Like, the song's okay.
Right.
But this lead singer, I don't know anything about them, but I just think the presence is such a big key
yeah.
to the whole thing. And just her presence is very, like, you know.
Presence can almost get you by being only a mediocre singer sometimes.
Yes. Like, if you'd
yeah.
ever told me that David Lee Roth couldn't sing, I would never believe you. Because he is fantastic in my eye. Like,
bozy, bozy, bop.
Yes. Anyway, she's got, you know, style to burn, that one. I just love her.
Well, my next song is from 2012.
Oh!
But it was it's an album that was released, I can barely say this word, posthumously?
Yes. No, that's right.
This is the second album released posthumously by Joey Ramone.
Oh.
And so when they cobbled together the first album that they released, it was great. So when another one comes along, I was like, oh, this is going to be some really, you know, the bare bones. But it's another great album. The album's called You Know, and this song is called I Couldn't Sleep.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Well, I was tossing, I was turning, I was rocking and a bopping. I couldn't sleep at all last night. Put on my MTV, the chirping birds and me. Oh, I couldn't sleep. Well, I was slipping, I was flopping like a fish out of the water. Rocking around, baby, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, lyrically, it's not great, but it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good tune. You know.
And how old was he when he recorded that? Because it sounds like he could have been 20.
I would have to look in the liner notes for
that.
But
he was obviously older.
Right.
But you can't hear it, at all. It just sounds like something that he could have done in his 20s.
So many people just dismiss. I talk to so many people, they're just like, I don't like the Ramones. I'm like, really? I think people have, they think it's going to be something different. And it's, without giving it a chance.
Right.
You know?
There's still just great pop, like there's a, you know, great melodies, great little heart, whatever, like you can access it where there's some things I can't access, like I can't get into certain things.
Yeah, no, but the Ramones are very
but
accessible.
I agree.
Yeah. So that's Ramones.
My next one is a song called I'll Make You Happy. In 1983, a band called the Divinyls.
Okay.
Their first record is called Desperate, and Boys in Town was their big hit. And Christina Amphlett, who passed fairly recently, was the lead singer, and it was something. Like, that was, you know, Stevie, you had Stevie Nicks, and you had kind of a more, like, you had Joan Jett, but Christina was a little bit harsher. Like, she was a little bit rougher.
Yeah.
And
what would they say? She's a lot of miles on her.
Yeah, and the songs are fantastic and are really, some of them are very serious. And this is a cover of a song by the Easy Beats from 1966, I discovered. Anyway, here's I'll Make You Happy.
Yeah, like if Pat Benatar sang that, it would have a little bit of a sheen to it. But this is rock.
Yeah,
that is rock.
The record is one of I put it on that my top 10 records that meant something to me. The whole record is so super great and holds up really well. I mean, everyone knows them from "I Touch Myself" and that whole thing, which is a great song.
It is.
I won't. You know, I'm not going to diss on that, but. This record is really outstanding. It still holds up.
Because in that video, then they try to make... She's a pinup doll. You know, they kind of softened her look and, you know...
Directed by Michael Bay.
Oh, really?
Yes. I remember learning that from pop-up video.
Are you sure? There's no explosions in that.
Yeah.
She's a transformer, though.
Her bra turned into a transformer. I have a classic rock song from 1965 by The Byrds. This is called I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better.
Oh.
The reason why, oh, I can say, I've to let you go, and right away, after what you did, I can't say I.
When you're gone.
Tom Petty sings that.
Yes, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard this version, and I knew it was a cover. And
oh, no, no, Tom Petty sings, that's on Full Moon Fever, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Yeah,
I
yeah,
think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, check. That's the only, I haven't heard
Yeah, he does
one.
A he does a great, I'm almost, now I have to look just to make sure.
It's
that
very
right.
faithful to that version. Like, it's really that.
Yeah, it is, it is. Let me make sure.
That's great. It's a great song.
Yes, he does a version of that on Full Moon Fever. It's a great version. Okay, that's our show.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm like, oh, it's me. The White Stripes.
Yes.
Elephant.
Yes.
Love that. It was the first one I ever actually mm-hmm. purchased, because while Jack White is very talented, he just, the whole thing is a little, I don't know. It was a little much for me, but I really super got into this
record. Just the guitars and drum thing, or
no,
just the...
And I don't want to, like, I don't want to, just, it seemed a little pretentious to me.
He's like a Tim Burton character.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm compelled, like, he's very compelling.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit like, oh, is this too heady for me?
Yeah.
Or am I being excluded because I'm not that smart?
Right. And you don't want to feel like that. You want to feel like you're on the same plane as the artist.
Right.
I feel the way you feel about the White Stripes. That's how I feel when I play you in Words with Friends.
Oh yeah.
Cause
you set me up though. Sets me up right where the triple word thing is. And it's like dude.
But it'll be like six letters away and she'll go, put something
in. No,
like, come on.
Right there. And
you want
like,
me to play
what?
I'm going to play a tighter game next time.
It's just, unfortunately,
she's
with Words with Friends,
me.
You have to be a little defensive. You have to kind of not just see your own strategy, but you have to make sure that you're not setting up somebody
what's
else.
Funny is, like, sometimes I go, you know what? I'm going to take a chance here. But she has it. She can do it every time.
But you know what? I have found that, too. Every time I've taken a chance, like, okay, as long as they don't have an E, and
right.
every time it will happen. So I'm like, I am not going
to
ever do that.
I'm going to play a tighter game because it'll be like 18 to 22 and then 42 to 36. And then all of a sudden it's like 400 to 160. I'm like, what happened? I'm not
going to
stop it. I'm not going to stop.
Okay.
You don't have to play with me either.
I love playing with you. Are you kidding?
You can decline.
No.
Because I always think people are like, okay.
No. No. I love Words with Friends.
All right. I do too.
And I love playing you because you set me up.
I'm kind of addicted, but it's, I like it. It's a nice little diversion. Like I'm not on it constantly, but like I'll go home and the kids are playing and Pilar's not there. I'll pick up my phone and play one of the 14 games I have going at a time.
Although I will say this, you are the only nudger.
I do nudge. No
you
one,
nudge.
No one nudges me. Should I not do that?
No, I think it's funny. I like it.
No one has ever nudged me. I'm like, what happens? I don't even know what
it's
happens.
It's just a little thing song that says, you know, Pat F or Batman PFD is nudging you.
And do you get that? You sometimes, you're like 3 weeks between plays.
My app, even though I paid for it, doesn't like work correctly. Yeah. It like never, like half the time it doesn't update and I have to uninstall it and reinstall it. Yeah. So get your shit together, Words with Friends.
Do you have the free version?
No, I just said I paid for it because I thought that was the problem. And then I paid for it and it did it more.
Yeah, like I'll be in the bedroom and he'll be in the living room and I go, make a fucking play.
That's funny.
All right. It's
so the White Stripes. Yes.
White Stripes.
And this is There's No Home For You Here.
All right.
Come on, iTunes.
The contraction would be There Is.
Yes,
like
correct.
That all this constant interaction is just the kind of make you drive yourself away. Each simple gesture done by me is counteracted and leaves me standing here with nothing else to say. Completely baffled by a backward indication that an inspired word will come across your tongue. Hands moving up, but to propel the situation, I've simply halted. Now the conversation's done. There's no home for you here. No way. There's no home for you here. There's no home for you here. No way. There's no home for you here.
See, I love it when I hear it.
Yes.
But like when I'm at home and I'm looking for something to play, I would never go to it.
Okay.
It's weird because I have three other albums here in my iTunes library.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to it.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. I have to say it's good. And I, you know, and I love that sound. I love that it places me back in time, mm-hmm. you know, 10 years ago or whatever. Like I really, It's good.
And it's a big sound for just a couple of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to invert the next two. I want to play the group from 2010. Okay. So this is a band called Bad City. Hmm. Came out in 2010 with an album called Welcome to the Wasteland. And it's I love it. I love the whole entire album. The song I'm going to play is actually one of the on iTunes there were two bonus tracks. And this one's called Don't Stop. But this is this band was really grabbed hold of what the 80s metal bands were doing, but they do it so much better. Like, this is a phenomenal album to me, but this is called Don't Stop by Bad City.
I can't seem to settle down.
That song's a little more poppier than the other 10 on the album, but
okay, I like that.
They do a song called "Calling Paul Stanley."
Oh my gosh,
it's great. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
I love it.
That's
fun. I play them a lot, and I tell people to go find that album, "Welcome to the Wasteland."
And what year is that again?
2010.
Okay.
And they changed lead singer, so now I think that's not going to be good.
Oh no!
I know.
Oh. Okay. So don't even invest. I should just don't even put my heart out there.
Just pretend they made one album and broke up.
And broke up, yeah.
Okay. My next one is from Tori Amos.
Okay.
All the albums I have of hers really are very important to me, and I was honestly like, we did the one with the deep cuts. Like, mm-hmm. There were certain ones like that, and the Divinals. I'm like, oh, good. Well, there's a contraction, and I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Right.
But I happen to absolutely love this song. It's from the song is called "Don't Make Me Come to Vegas." It's from Scarlet's Walk.
I don't know that.
Which is one of the later ones, 2002. A Sort of Fairy Tale was the kind of hit off of it, and it was a concept album. It was like she plays this character that kind of does a cross-country trip, and the songs are really good, but I love this one.
Okay.
Don't make me come to Vegas. Don't make me pull you out of his bed. I invite you, Holland, but it will not be you on the menu. Seven up for his friends. Don't make me come to Vegas. Don't make me pull him out of.
That's pretty
great.
She scares me for some reason.
Really?
I don't know why I'm scared of her.
Oh. Tori is awesome. Oh my gosh. Discovering Tori in my 20s? There were a lot of women around that time that were doing some fantastic stuff, but...
Have you seen her in concert?
I have not.
I think she has a new album coming out. She's probably going to be coming to town.
Mm, I don't know why I haven't seen her. There's no...
There's no reason why. Have.
And she was kind of coming into it when VH1 was really cool, and they had all those storytellers and behind the music. They had all that great, awesome programming for that period of time.
I used to love that stuff, behind the music and storytellers what was in the Live at the 10 spot. I mean, I used to love all that stuff.
Yes. And she was right. I mean, like, I remember seeing her a lot on those things.
Now I have to watch goddamn Snooki falling downstairs drunk.
No, what's happening?
What happened to my MTV?
Ugh. I can't even.
How many episodes? This will be episode number 152, and I do not think that I've ever played this band.
Ooh!
I don't know if anyone ever played this band before on here, but this is Culture Club.
Oh!
And as I'm looking at the song title, it's making me think of another topic, because this is I'll Tumble For You, but the four is a letter.
It's a number.
The four is actually a number, and I help my children with their homework.
Okay.
They're
not doing well.
No, they're not. They're failing out. They think five is a word, and it is if you spell it out F-I-V-E. I'm editing all this out. No. We could do song titles that have an actual number
right.
in the title in place of a word.
Okay.
It would be all Prince songs.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is I'll Tumble For You. So Kyle is a 24-year-old punk. What do you think when you hear that song? What's that? What does that?
No, I don't mind that.
You don't mind that?
I just can't like get that weird Boy George image out of my head. Like how he looks like super weird now.
You mean the boy like back then? You don't mind how he looked then?
No. Like now.
Yeah, the now is kind of weird. Doesn't he put like just a makeup across his eyes and all kind of weird stuff?
Well, and he had like the tall hat too. And then Pharrell, now he's got the tall hat, and I'm sure Boy George is like, hey, wait,
I can't wait till everyone crawls out of Pharrell. Ass like later this year, because it's really
that would make you happy.
Yes.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yes. Didn't you see that clip on Oprah?
Sick of it.
Did you post that, or did
I
you
did.
Like it? You did post
I did post her, it.
It was like it on Facebook, it comes up, it says like here it is, and then like 12 people posted it.
Hide,
mark as spam.
He's 42 years old.
Is he?
Yes.
I was just thinking, I'm like, oh, he's a young guy. It's good to see a young guy being so humble. But that's 42. Why, because he's not young.
Black don't crack.
Oh, honey.
Have you heard that before?
No, I've never heard that before.
Grew up in Texas, you heard that.
Honey, I've heard it. Of course I've heard it.
No, he looks great.
He looks amazing. I just assumed he was in his 20s, honestly.
And it's unbelievable. You know what? I think he wears that big hat. I think there's like another Pharrell that grew out of his head, and that hat covers up that Pharrell.
Yeah.
And that's actually the guy who writes all the songs. But he's too weird looking, so he can't put it out there. So this Pharrell puts all the music out there.
Yeah. All right.
I thought the number
it's a theory.
Four was a word a minute ago.
No, a letter.
No. You didn't think it. You just the word. I've done that.
This is why I'm no good with words with friends, because I'm trying to play fives and sixes.
No, it just came out. It slipped. Okay. Honestly, I do it all the time where I'll say something, but I'm actually thinking something else.
I think people that do that are smarter than other people. No,
I don't know.
All right. I'm excited to hear your next song.
Well, good, because it's the Cars. It's the freaking Cars.
Oh, no.
Do you not? Don't.
Stop. So we have two contractions. Cha's not a contraction.
No.
It's a number.
I'm dumb.
I could have just gotten lost in that song forever. When do you think that song was released? Do you know? Do you have any idea? Okay, listening to it, what do you think, Kyle? When do you think that was released?
I would say 80s.
Well, here's why they're so genius. That was 1978 when that was released. You know what was going on at 78? We were all disco dancing. That's what was happening.
Not these guys from Boston.
They were killing it. And you had all these different... They brought together and ushered in this whole thing. And
so you're saying they created the 80s sound?
I'm not saying they created it. I'm saying that they were instrumental in bringing kind of an...
Steering everyone in that direction.
Well,
in their car.
A new wave-ish.
They pioneered it.
I think so. And that record, The Cars, produced by Roy Thomas Baker.
Yep.
I mean, it is rock solid. It is phenomenal. It came, like, those guys were playing those songs years before. Like, and the fact that I have to sit year after year and see these, really, the E Street Band over The Cars.
I know, it's not
I mean,
right.
not that those guys aren't extremely gifted.
Right.
And they should. I don't want to shit on them. I really don't. But
there's a pecking order, and to not put, I mean, look, people can say that Kiss shouldn't be in there. Kiss has more gold and platinum albums than any other American band. I mean, that alone tells you that people like them and that they should be in there.
Yes. And they have influence. Yeah. And they, you know, like, I can't believe there was ever a doubt that they wouldn't be. I mean, people can say, like, okay, Gene Simmons sold out. Gene Simmons is a clown, whatever.
Right.
But you cannot deny.
No. They're all clowns. They wear makeup. Clowns,
yeah.
Well.
But, I mean, I think you could go anywhere in the world, and if you show someone a picture of Kiss, they won't know the individual members, but they'll go, oh, that's Kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that crazy Kiss, as my mom would say.
I just think there's something with the Rock Hall of Fame is like, oh, unless you have that sheen of cool, if you don't.
Right.
You know, and I don't know.
I mean,
it's frustrating because Cheap Trick, come on, Cheap Trick.
I mean, Blondie's in, The Cars should be in.
Joan Jett is fantastic,
but
time has been very good to her.
Yeah.
Just being, because she's cool.
Yeah.
And she did do a lot, and I don't want to, again, this is not about me, you know, but when I have to also look to them, I have to also look to Dire Straits, who did something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a bunch of guys that were not video friendly.
No.
They made, you know, videos that were like, we're going to put our, you know, music into the plug of this into the 80s, and we're going to make fun of it. And anyway, that whole thing is so upsetting to me. It's so upsetting.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy that these, I mean... The Cars have been eligible for how many years now? A lot.
Oh, many, many, many.
Oh, 78 plus 25 is, they've been eligible for at least 11 years, right?
And I don't know if it was because Door to Door was so bad. I mean, it was bad. That was a bad album.
One bad album shouldn't discount five brilliant ones.
I mean, Heartbeat City, I saw them whenever they were touring a couple years back to support... the newer album? It's not called Move Like This. What's it called?
I think it is called Move Like This.
Which was actually pretty good. But, and they were, you know, they were all playing these songs that they hadn't in a while.
Yeah.
But when they got to Heartbeat City and they played that live, and it was so like haunting, and there's something so empty, but yet, it really just stopped me in my tracks. I'm like, this record was great. And yes, it had magic and, you know, fun stuff like that. But that song is a masterpiece. And anyway. Ugh.
And Why Can't I Have You from that
album?
It's amazing. I mean, Roy Thomas Baker doesn't produce your first four albums if you stink. And then Mutt Lange produces Heartbeat City. I mean, come on.
I mean, Drive, y'all. That is a ballad. Like, that is the definition of an awesome ballad.
Well, let's just keep on with Cars talking.
All right.
Invert my next two, and I'm going to play... a song from Panorama called Don't Tell Me No.
Oh, I love this song.
It's my party. You can come. It's my party. Have some fun. It's my dream. I will laugh. It's my life.
When he says, it's my life, have a half. I love that. That's great.
And then he kind of, like, there's a little bit of like, That voice. That voice.
Yeah. Pretty great.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Was Benjamin Orr.
And I like Panorama.
I do too.
I like Panorama.
Yeah, it's their quirkiest
yeah.
of all, but I love it. Give me some slack. I just, yeah, it's really cool.
You Wear Those Eyes. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only one where both of them sing in it.
You might be right. Misfit Kid. Yeah. And Panorama, I've said this a million times. That was the first, that was one, it's one of those album covers. It's just a checkered flag.
Yes.
And when I saw that in the record store, I'm like, what is that? It just, there's something about subliminally, I don't know what it was, but that album cover, I buy that.
And you know, because David Robinson was also like a graphic designer.
Yeah,
and so they also had this kind of graphic design.
Yeah, arty type thing.
Yeah.
Going.
I mean, other bands were doing, you know, their versions mm-hmm. of it, but I just thought that that was so, you know, the colors, the black and the red and, yeah.
And just
the art.
And the Shake It Up cover with just the girl with just holding like a drink shaker.
Yes.
It's just like the car shaking. I mean, it's like the simplest cover ever, but it's still something about it. It's cool.
I agree.
Great. You're up.
Oh.
What if you had another car song?
I don't. This is from 1986.
Okay.
Run DMC, Raising Hell. And this song is called It's Tricky.
Go around, that's right. On time, it's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around, to rock around.
This little girlie, her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me. Or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
Come on, that's fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
That is fun. That's the rap that white people can like.
Oh, I mean, I hate to sound so white.
I know, but it's
but
like,
I loved
hey,
that.
There's that fun rap.
I used to really like that song, and then I worked at a movie theater, and they would play that. That was at the end of, I think, Grown Ups. So
okay.
We'd be cleaning up, and it's just Kevin James dancing. It's terrible. It's the worst. It just made me hate that song.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, I got
really
to put it,
it
in a King of the Hill, my first King of the Hill episode. The cheerleaders are dancing to, and I wrote it in because, you know, you write things in and sometimes
right.
they're like, if they can do it, great. If they can't. And that's in there. I mean, I think it's still there unless they've cut it for whatever reason.
Yeah. But. When I think a lot of people, when they write scripts, you know, I hate when people go, well, don't put that in there because you're never going to get the rights. No, just write what you want to write.
Yes.
Because
yes.
at least when people read it, even if they can't get that song, they're gonna
yes.
know the vibe that you're going
yes.
for.
Yes, I believe in that.
Yeah, I do too.
But now I feel like I have to put like something akin to just so that the reader doesn't go like, well, they'll never be able to afford that. Yeah,
anyone who's reading scripts like that shouldn't be reading scripts like that because that means that they're not a creative person and they have no vision.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it!
So go to hell, you.
This is I just discovered this song. It's from 2003, but I just discovered it. It is. This is like my jam right now, and it's
Ooh.
Like such a soft, rocky type of a thing. It's a remake of a New Radical song.
Okay.
Do you know they did that song, You Get What You Give?
Yes, yes,
Courtney
yes.
Love and Marilyn Manson.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah.
Well, this was another song on that album. It's called Someday We'll Know. This is Hall & Oates with Todd Rundgren.
What?
And this might be about a minute long, but I love this. Someday We'll Know.
90 miles outside Chicago. Can't stop driving, I don't know why. So many questions, I need some answers. 2 years later, you're still on my mind. Whatever happened to the Uptown Theater? It held the stars up in the sky. With true love, just once in a lifetime. Titanic crowd. Someday we'll know why love can move a mountain. Someday we'll know why the sky is blue. Someday we'll know why I wasn't there for you. Does anybody know?
Now, I don't know how Hall & Oates found this track from 1998 on this new Radicals album and decided, hey, let's give that a whirl and we'll have Todd Rundgren come in and sing with us. But I love it.
It's nice. I like it.
Yeah, I really love it.
Now, did they do that at Daryl's house?
Maybe they did. Maybe they did do it at Daryl's house. I've been watching that show lately a lot, Live at Daryl's House.
What is that?
What? You don't know what it is? It's on Palladia.
What is that?
That's
that
like
channel?
That's an all music. Do you have DirecTV?
I do.
It's like up in the 567. It's all music. You got to watch Palladia.
Okay. I would love that. I bet.
Daryl Hall, it's in its seventh season.
What?
It's in his house in, I don't know where he lives, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. And like, he'll have an artist come to the house and it'll be like Butch Walker or it'll be like Joe Walsh. It'll be Fits in the Tantrums. Musicians from all over the spectrum.
Okay.
And then what they do is they play some Daryl Hall songs, some Hall & Oates songs, and then they'll play that band songs and they play it all together and then they talk, and then there's a cooking segment in the middle where they cook and then they sit down and they eat and talk music. It's the greatest. Like Joe Walsh was on and they were sitting down and they were talking. It was so great to hear people talk about music because this is what I love. Joe Walsh was saying, these new bands that are all auto-tuned and Pro Tools, he goes, you have to suck. You have to go in your garage and stink and then get better. He goes, and sometimes you don't get better. He goes, I don't feel like I'm that much better than I was then. It's just that through hard work, you've built up a body of work and you've become popular and you've got your name out there. And you've been able to do this as a living. He goes, but I still feel like, oh, people are going to discover that I'm not good. And Daryl Hall's like, Daryl Hall agreed with me. He goes, that's how I feel too. About you, Joe. You stink. Get out of here and take your ciabatta bread with you.
And they look out the window and Oates is like,
can I come in? It's a really great show.
Okay.
It's really cool.
Oh my gosh. I have to. And it's called Daryl's House?
It's called Live at Daryl's House.
Live at Daryl's House.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just go to your guide and find it.
Yeah. I have all the things. I just don't know. It's too many things, all the
things.
I know,
but you would love Palladia because it's all music stuff.
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
I'd love that show.
You would love that show.
I want to see him like make guacamole. Like that, just watching him cook and that whole thing.
Daryl Hall, though, is so cranky sometimes. Like they're making this, they bring a chef in, a local chef in there. And she's like, and put that in there. What did he say? I'm trying to think of exactly what he said, but he'll just go, yeah, I've stirred stuff before. Okay. Just let her have her little segment. You invited her into your house.
Right.
But I've eaten. Like, okay, Daryl.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That's funny. All right. Well, I've played Loretta Lynn before,
mm-hmm.
But I played her Jack White stuff.
Right.
This woman, I'm sure you know, has gone through quite a bit with this husband of hers,
mm-hmm.
Do. And
how do you spell that?
It's Doolittle, but she calls him Do, so I'm guessing it's D-O-O.
How many times do you think around the house she goes, hey, do something?
I mean, the track listing on this album, it's so sad and tragic. In fact, I printed it out, but I forgot it. But this particular song is Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind.
So that means you don't come in here all hopped up and then you just want to do a quick one with me and get on because I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no.
How about some volume on it? All right, good.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys. Liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind.
How wonderful is that?
That's pretty great.
It's really great.
Are they still together? Are they still?
Yes.
That's because that generation doesn't get divorced.
And they've lost children, like adult children. Like
oh my
it's,
God.
She has just, you know, been through it, that one.
We've talked about this before. Her dad, she's a coal miner's daughter.
Yes, that is no lie. That wasn't just something she created.
That wasn't
just her brand.
That's another great musical performance, Sissy Spacek in Coal Miner's Daughter. It's pretty solid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie.
It's probably on Palladium right
now. That part when she gets blood all over.
No, that's Carrie.
Oh, okay.
That's wrong. Okay. I don't play this person often enough, but he is named after something you might have on a Saturday for dinner. You might have your mom make a meatloaf.
Oh.
And this is from the best meatloaf. It's terrible. This is from the best meatloaf album that doesn't have the word bat in the title.
Oh, okay.
This is from 2003. Jimmy Pardo will back me up on this. The album is called Couldn't Have Said It Better. This is the title track. And this album is so good. This song was co-written by Nikki Sixx. Cool. He brought in some amazing outside writers for this. And they really did a great job. And now you can play it and you can both laugh.
Okay.
But I love it.
Little lady, I think there's something on your mind. I've known you long enough to know the words are not that hard to find. Remain silent, I'll get the lights. You get that smile and you say nothing at all. Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. Tonight the conversation takes the fall. Just love me like you love nobody else.
Kyle, how long is that song?
That song is 7 minutes
and seven seconds.
I don't dislike it. It's a little intense just for him to be saying, like, can you, let's just not talk. Let's
come on,
get to business. We don't need to talk.
He might have come home with drinking on with the alcohol in his breath.
Now, how would he sing that now?
Oh, he is the worst singer alive. It would be like, he said nothing. Said it better myself.
Wait, he lost his voice?
Oh, he can't sing live at all. The band is amazing. The background singers are amazing. And then he is so like, they've got to go like home and then go, wow, me did not have any of it tonight. It's
okay.
The worst. Are you going to look up a clip of him singing now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you got to find it.
Oh, I didn't know. But you know what? His acting career is he's working. He's working that one.
He's in Fight Club. What was his character's name? The worst name
Robert
ever.
Paulson, but he had bitch tits.
Yeah, that's that was his nickname.
I like him as a person. That, you know, the intensity, you know, good for him.
Oh, is
good
this,
for
is
him.
It, when's this from? What year is this from?
I think this says it's from last year.
Okay.
Ooh.
This is.
Oh, it might not be because he looks good.
Yeah, because he looks thin. Just type in Meatloaf Live.
Here we go. Oh, there's an advertisement. Hold on.
Oh, God. No. Come on. Oh, it's for Meatloaf. Don't play that ad. They're not our sponsor.
Bottle Rocket.
When are they going to let... Don't say it.
Oh, Bottle Rock.
Bottle Rock. What is that? That's Sunday.
It's in Napa Valley.
Can see the fray. And all those other bands.
I'm just going to jump in wherever.
Yeah, jump in. I hope it's... We've ramped it up enough. It has to be good. And what's the song he's singing?
I don't know. This is like the whole thing.
It's the whole concert?
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is going to be bad. I hope it's bad. And the mix is terrible. Doesn't sound terrible.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Well, the crowd singing with him.
You know what? I might have.
You might have a better one.
Well, his live album that I have is. Are you okay with this, Christy, making fun of Meatloaf? Are you afraid?
It's okay.
Here we go. Let's plug in. Is this ruining the show for you?
No.
We could edit that out and put. No, we won't.
Christy is. I got to tell everyone. Christy is such a nice person. She's really nice.
Well, I appreciate that, but I have to tell you, it's not like I was. I mean, when I was young, I would talk shit about people.
Yeah.
And but then you learn, like, that doesn't make me feel good.
Right.
That doesn't, you know, and I get my feelings hurt.
Your way of living is much better than the way I live.
I mean,
because
I heard...
I have to make fun of this.
Okay, you got? Did you got it?
I have. This is from his. This is from his live album called Three Bats Live, and this is a song called Bad for Good. And I remember this whole album being really bad. So let me just get it in here. Hold on a second. There's a lot of fooling around today, but I like it.
It sounds like he can't, like, keep up.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going fast.
This was a commercial release. This was released. This is not like a bootleg. This is a real album that came out.
He'd do anything for love, but he won't sing well.
Well, it just sounds like he's out of breath a little bit, right?
There's the wind-up band.
Oh my God, it's really bad.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's really bad, but
that's
it's worse than he normally.
So know
is.
This: when a Christy Stratton says, "I wouldn't say it's really bad,"
it's really bad.
It's really bad because she's nice.
Oh, I'm all
You're, right. You are. Do you like the term sweetheart?
I like the term sweetheart.
Well, that would be you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's
I don't even know
kind.
What the topic is right now. Where are we?
We're on contractions.
Oh, okay.
And I know I've spoken of this before, of mm-hmm. the Mark Knopfler solo career.
Yes.
But I cannot overstate how great these records are. This one is from Get Lucky, which was in 2009. Mm-hmm. And this is You Can't Beat the House.
One, two, one, two. You came a fool, a fooler. I can tell when a John got jammed by Jezebel. You can't beat the house.
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 Tell the man somebody. You can't beat the house.
Come on.
He does Come not on. Sing or play like anyone else. And that's a compliment.
Yeah, because he's not trying to. You know, the voice is perfect for the songs.
Yes.
Oh, I think he is the bee's knees, that Mark Knopfler. I do. I think he's so underrated as a songwriter, as a musician, both his solo and with Dire Straits.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Kyle?
I wasn't.
Okay.
You don't want to weigh in on Mark Knopfler? That's
no?
not one of
no,
your
it's fine.
Heroes?
That's a good tune.
Right?
I like that.
Oh.
This is the song I talked about earlier where there's a contraction that this person just made this contraction up as far as I'm concerned. This is from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. This is You'll Accompany Me, but it's A-C-C-O-M-P apostrophe N-Y.
Yes,
You'll
that's right.
You'll Accompany Me. That's not a real word, is it? No.
Maybe
so.
In olden times.
I don't. The whole point of a contraction is so you get rid of a letter, but this is the same number of characters.
I think that's how Do proposed to Loretta.
Someday you'll come to me.
Yeah.
To the bedroom when I'm drunk, and give it up. No matter what you say, you have to do what I say you do.
And then I'm gonna punch you in the throat.
My name's Do, and I'm about to do you.
Oh.
See how nice Christy is. Oh, Gypsy Wind.
People say that love's a losing game. You start with fire, but you lose the flame.
ashes smolder, but the warmth soon gone. You end up cold and lonely on your own. I'll take my chances, babe, I'll risk it all. I'll win your love, or I'll take the fall. I've made my mind up, girl, it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me.
Someday, lady. See, this is where I grew up. Everyone had a copy of Night Moves and, okay, and Stranger in Town, and that was... You would go to like a party at someone's house, and that was it. That was what you were hearing.
Okay.
You're going to hear that goddamn Bob Seger. The Silver Bullet Man.
All right.
I remember people when I was in high school, too. You know, Bob Seger and Bruce Springsteen are best friends? No, they're not. They got on stage together once. No, they're best friends. No, they're not.
And they're not, probably? No.
I'm telling you, they're not.
What's Seger? Like, what is his thing? He doesn't, you know, put himself out there.
No. Nope.
I mean, I think he probably still tours, but you don't hear any.
Yeah, I saw him a couple
salacious
years ago.
Salacious, okay.
He's, I have arguments all the time on Facebook with my friend Lisa Goich because she's from Detroit, and Bob Seger's the end-all, be-all, and I always tell her, yeah, he sounds good. He doesn't put on a good show. He doesn't. This is what he does.
Okay.
That's his move. There's no backdrop. There's minimal lights.
For the listeners,
yeah,
which is everyone.
If you're listening,
he holds both of his fists and like
he's rowing.
And yeah, like he's like rowing. Rows.
Like you're doing the running man in place.
He doesn't. The stage patter is literally this one's from Against the Wind. Okay, and they sound great, but there's no show. When I go to see a concert, I want to see people.
That's interesting because I don't know that, but yet just he seems folksy. Like he seems like a common man type of denominator.
Yeah, he
hey,
just wears like
everybody
just wears a t-shirt and jeans, but he doesn't engage the girl. Like, okay, you know, it's cliched, but Bruce Springsteen really puts on a show.
Oh, absolutely.
He really
yes.
gets you involved. You really feel like he's
your lover. What?
He's bringing everyone together.
Yes.
So it, and Bob Seger does, for me, okay, there was zero connection. I've seen him twice in the past 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
So
that's interesting because with the Cars, you know, because the songs are have a little kind of cold sheen to them. So it's not a surprise that Rick Ocasek isn't like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
But that does surprise me about them. Anywho.
And yet Rick Ocasek came out after the show at the Palladium and signed autographs and couldn't have been nicer. Smiled.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything.
I'm so glad I was there. I would have literally passed out. Like I know we want to try to have Elliot Easton on the show. That would be the best and worst thing.
I'm still trying
in my
hard.
Whole life.
I'm still really trying hard.
It's fine though because I don't know. I can't even. I just don't even know. My next thing.
Okay.
I discovered this band in a Bangkok dressing room.
You were in Bangkok?
Yes.
Didn't you learn from Nicolas Cage that Bangkok Dangerous?
I was trying things on and I heard this and I'm like,
what were you
who
doing
is
in Bangkok?
This? My stepbrother, now he lives in Singapore, but he was living in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And we did Christmas, my dad and my stepmom, and we went to Shanghai and Bangkok and did that whole...
Well, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. It was great. It was great. I'm just very like, you know, a stranger in a strange land.
Yeah. Yeah. How old were you when you went there?
Oh, this was just a few years ago.
Okay.
I think the same year Wang Fetterman and I saw All Day Sucker, so whenever that was.
You were experiencing some life a couple years
oh,
ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, tell me more.
Well, the band is called Hem.
Okay.
And honestly, like, I've never heard anyone else utter the name. I found the CD because it was back when you would still go buy a CD.
H-E-M?
Hem.
Hem. Okay.
But I saw the, I've been validated that they're real.
Okay.
In Mojo Magazine once, Minnie Driver mentioned them or something. I'm like, oh, they're real. Like, I'm not just imagining this whole thing. The whole record sounds kind of like this one that I'm going to play that's awesome. And this song is All That I'm Good For.
Okay.
Station where I stood to labor well with you. I got shadows snapping at my tail who say I'm no damn good, but that's just halfway true. All that I'm good.
And where the, where's this band from?
I don't know anything about them.
Okay.
I know nothing about them.
They don't sound like they're from Asia.
No, no, no. They're not. I know. They're American, I think.
That sounds pretty great.
Right? But when I went to, what's that that record store that's the...
Amoeba?
Yes. There was like 12 or 13 copies of the CD in the used. And I'm like, really? You all want to give up your Hem Rabbit Songs record? Like, it's so good. It's really, it's like that.
Oh, here we go.
Hem is from Brooklyn, New York.
All right. Okay.
They've been together since 1999.
Okay.
Through the present.
How many albums?
They have 6 albums.
That's pretty good.
The most recent came out last year.
Oh.
All right.
And,
are they on a label? Are they on a major label? Not that that matters, man. I mean, nowadays you can just, you know, do it and put it up there.
They're on Network.
All right.
And Rounder Records.
All right. Rounder's a big name.
Okay. It's just that her, she has a very sweet voice.
Yeah.
And they have...
They're soft.
Like 8 people in their band.
All right.
But I was like, who is this? And the woman just handed me the thing and I wrote it down. And
that was it.
That was it. And I bought some pants or whatever.
And she said, you go now. Get out.
No.
You no stay in my store.
No.
Buy something. Don't try to steal music.
That was not. No.
Sally Ellison is the vocalist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sari Harrison.
Honestly, just.
It's just so bad.
It's so bad.
You know deep down I am a good person.
I know that. But I'll see your tweets where you just go after people. I'm like, who is this person?
Like Gene Simmons?
I just do that for fun. Gene Simmons responded a couple weeks ago. He said, don't worry about it. That was his response. I'm like, it's so funny that someone would even feel that he needed to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I have, how many more songs do you have?
I have a
myriad. She has about 5.
Yeah, but
all right. I have 3 more,
okay,
so we'll just
we can just do a couple if you want. I mean,
let's flip the next two, because after that sweet voice, I want to put a sweet voice in there too. Nope. I'm wrong. Yeah, bring
the 3 name person.
Yes, bring her up to right under Bob Seger.
Okay.
This is the only should I only had like 2 shouldn't songs.
Okay.
In my whole 32,000 songs. So this is an artist I really like a lot. This is Mary Chapin Carpenter.
But you had 32,000 that you shouldn't play.
Yes, I do. Many I shouldn't play.
Nice.
This is from her 2006 album called The Calling. And this is called Why Shouldn't We?
We believe in things that we cannot see. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Hands that heal can set a chained man free. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? And we believe in peace within every heart. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Burning brightly, brightly in the dark. Why shouldn't we? Why
now how can I listen to that and get the same satisfaction out of listening to that, and then I can listen to Wango Tango.
Or Meatloaf.
Or Meatloaf, and get the same, like, Jones from that also.
Yeah, no, it. I get it. I totally get it.
We're swapping a lot of computers around today. It's
honestly, like,
that?
I...
Do you want that one?
I do, okay. Yes. I'm Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I don't even have to say anything else. Like, he is just... Everything. I have not seen him live except accidentally. This was many, many years ago, before Tyler Perry's movies and things were out.
Okay.
And my husband said, oh, I have to go see Madea at the Kodak. And I'm like, really?
And that is the phrase you say. You say, I have to go see.
Well, and I was like, I don't know. The tragedy? Like, I was like, why would they Comedy Central send you to see Madea? And I didn't know. I hadn't heard of this character. And I have to tell you, it was, the Kodak Theater was packed.
Okay.
There were.
Oh,
like,
this is Madea Live.
Yes.
This isn't a Madea movie.
No.
This is him doing the, okay.
This is before anyone had ever heard. And I mean, I was still at King of the Hill, so that was what, maybe the early 2000s.
Okay. Then I'm okay with this. I'm not going to make fun of this.
But I have to tell you, like, it was so funny. And that crowd, I'm like, I'm watching something that is a phenomenon that, like, why haven't I heard of this in any way, shape, or form. And it was clear that he had other plays and other, and this character. And I have to tell you, it was, we enjoyed ourselves. Like, it was a fun, it was the one where he goes to jail, the Medea goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And we laughed along, super fun. And I'm like, oh, that's nice that he has this message. And like, good for him is all, like, you know what? Good for him. And then at the end, they kind of just kind of break into like song and whatever. And then Stevie Wonder is escorted on stage to sing. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Like, I'm already like, there's something happening here that I know nothing about and all these people and whatever.
Is he in drag?
Stevie Wonder plays for this Tyler Perry character.
That's crazy.
Who was he at the time? And so I came back to King of the Hill. I go, you guys, there's this guy named Tyler Perry. And I'm telling you, it's not going to be long before this
he's
is
all
thing.
Over TBS.
I mean, really, like that was, but it was, he earned that. Like, he was doing plays and obviously could rent out the Kodak, which is not nothing. And then get Stevie Wonder to, anyway,
the Kodak is where the Academy Awards are held. Just so
it's, oh my
reference.
Gosh.
You mean the Dolby Theater,
now. Yes.
Oh Lord. This is from Intervision's Don't You Worry About a Thing.
All right.
Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out.
Come on, right?
It's pretty nice. Did he, was he wearing a big dashiki? Like, just like a muumuu?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what he wears now.
Who, Tyler Perry or Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder.
It was really something. And he walked right by us, and I was like elbowing Gary, like, look, like literally coming down the aisle
Stevie.
Next to us.
Stevie Wonder. Living legend.
I mean, those songs.
My next song that I'm going to play right now is not Stevie Wonder. No, this is a guy who is, I don't know what I'm doing right now.
Are you falling asleep?
This gentleman has been on the show.
Ooh.
Marshall Crenshaw.
Nice.
And this is from his debut album. To me, it's just like the Cars debut album. It's flawless, start to finish. And this is called I'll Do Anything.
I gotta send a message. Gotta send it to your heart from mine. Now you wrote you a letter. I know there's no harm in trying.
He said something when he was on the show, because I think we started talking about That Thing You Do, and he said that he was asked to submit songs for that movie, and he said, he said, you know what, I didn't try.
Really?
I think he was kind of bummed about that. He's like, I didn't really give it my all. I didn't try, and then when I saw the movie, I was disappointed that I didn't.
That's interesting. Yeah, what a nice moment of candor.
For someone to admit something like that's pretty cool. So,
wow. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I do like that movie.
And then at the end of the show, when we weren't recording, he goes, I had no idea what this was. My agent just told me to come over to this building. this room. And then he goes, but this was really fun. I really had a great time. This was great. It was very nice. But he was like, I didn't know what was happening. It's like, okay.
Oh, that's cute.
I've got two more.
Okay, I do too, but we don't have to, are we good? What's happening?
Well, look, are you telling me that we're going to cut the Beatles and Queen from my list?
That's what I'm telling you. Okay.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm not your friend. No.
Who do you have? Who are your people?
Steve Winwood and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Steves.
Just do all four of these. Okay. You're here already.
Right.
I've stolen your whole day from you.
I know. Just my husband with a 4-year-old, giving him everything he asked for. He's such a sucker for you want to.
He's the all day sucker.
He is. But he is. I just know he's watching movies. He's eating candy. I could just picture the scene.
That's okay for a couple of hours. He'll be fine.
Yeah. This next song, I really wanted to research who the music supervisor was on House.
Okay.
Because I have discovered, like, there were this song and the Break Up the Concrete. I'd never heard of that song before. Okay. Pretenders or Chrissy? But
it's Pretenders.
This song is called "I'm Not Drowning," and I, like I said, that show was a great show, but the music was really outstanding, if you can recall. But anyway, this is from 2008.
Black night down heavy on my weary brow. Light shining in the pouring rain. Can see somehow cold comfort in the broken tree. But I won't let it bring me to my knees. I'm not flying. I'm not drowning now.
That's great, right? That's
like such a swampy feel.
Yeah. That's and to me, it's like when I'm in a really bad place, you know how I want to do that too, like songs that make you, you know, that bring you up, that make me happy. But that is definitely one of them that, like, if I'm in a bad place, that's what I listen to, that song.
And very, very similar to when we were talking about Robert Palmer. That was the last show, right? When we talked about Robert Palmer.
Some time ago.
Steve Winwood would get a bad rap because back in the High Life, that was so popular, and people think of him as, oh, he's like a soft rock, adult contemporary.
Right.
And he's so much more than that, Steve Winwood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those songs were great. They were pop, but they were certainly great.
I always talk about that. Like, every band in the 80s at some point did it. And it was, you know, Heart, you know, they were, you know, Barracuda and Magic Man. But then in the 80s, they had a big bombastic sheen.
Yes.
And
yes.
you just had to do that to stay in it.
Yeah.
You know, and then they could do the thing. Now we're going back to our roots.
Yeah.
But this is the Beatles from Rubber Soul in glorious mono. This is called You Won't See Me.
Oh.
When I call you up, your line's engaged. I have had enough, so I can reach. We have lost the time that was so hard to find, and I will lose my mind if you.
I mean, yeah, there's...
It was either that or It Won't Be Long, and I took this one.
I like this one better.
Yeah. I was like, okay, this one.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Stevie Ray Vaughan's second album was called Couldn't Stand the Weather, as is this song. It's called Couldn't Stand the Weather.
All right.
I think I should have cut into this further, sorry.
Everyone's enjoying the groove.
Okay, good. He had a great voice.
Yeah, he did. And again, rock and peace, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yes.
So you couldn't stand to cue that up, could you?
I couldn't stand it.
Before I play my last song, just follow Christy at Christy S. Mann, ChristySmann.
Yes.
Follow Kyle at Kyle Dotson Funny. I am at Pat underscore Francis. We are at Rock Solid Show. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com and read what Andrew Ridge is doing. If you like to support the show, there's a donation button there. People don't seem to see that. People don't seem to click on it. People don't seem to care, but it's there. Thank you, Christy, for doing this.
And for giving up.
Well, I'm glad you love it. Everyone loves it. I get all the emails are like everyone likes everyone for a different reason.
Well,
but I feel good when you walk in this room. I feel good when Mike Siegel's here. I do not like Murray, and I when April's here, it's a crazy thing for me too, because such a different different music, that stuff that I've never heard from before. But everyone is enjoying everyone, and I really, really appreciate that you're doing this.
Thank you. And, oh, that's so sweet.
And I hope when you get home, Johnny hasn't aged 4 years.
Okay. I can say with certainty that
he won't.
He won't.
Gary will be like, "You're home."
Yes. Are you kidding me?
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
No, thank you, Gary, too, for giving us
it's like Mrs. Doubtfire there. It's going to be crazy when I get home.
Gary's in drag?
Yeah. Pretty much. Maybe, space in a pie.
You know, Medea's over.
Yeah, Medea's over.
Everyone's in drag. My last song is a song I've played before, but if anyone would say, play me one Queen song, play me something that you think is a definitive Queen song. When this song came out, it was not popular. Now it's taken on a big popularity, but this is from...
it's in Shaun of the Dead.
It's in Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, it's all over the place now, but awesome. This was from the album called Jazz, and this is Don't Stop Me Now.
Cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. Good time, I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now. If you wanna have a
Kyle, thank you for being here. What are you gonna play us out with? What hipster stuff do you got for us?
This band is called
This is a band called Toby's Flapjacks. And they're a band out of Detroit, and they have one album on the Unscathed label. And this is a song called Punk Face. I lost steam.
No, that was good. It was good.
This is a band called Apocalyptica.
Of course.
And they are a Finnish metal band, but they have like...
of course they are.
They do like... It doesn't sound like what you think it is.
Okay.
This is called I Don't Care, and it's featuring the former lead singer of 3 Days Grace, Adam Grontier, or Gontier, on vocals.
I don't care.
I do care.
Christy's nice.
Oh, this is a good song.
This is fabulous.
I try to make it through my life in my way. There's you. I try to make it through these lies. That's all I do. Just don't deny it. Just don't deny it. And deal with it. Yeah, deal with it. You try to break me. You wanna break me bit by bit. That's just part of it.
Thank you.
try to stay in line, but your eyes see right through. That's all they do. I'm getting tired of this shit. I got no room when it's like this. What you